What's going on, world? Your man, Mr. Mech.
And I'm Crystal Levin.
This is the M&M Show, a.k.a. the show, and we have to add two more M's to today's episode. Yeah, exactly. We got another double M in the building.
That's the most money in the building.
But she made it an S.
All right, more money. More moolah.
I like shmoney that much, this shmoney dance.
My fellow member of the Melanin Mafia, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
Beautiful brown skin.
All of us hey, chocolate people just getting in here, being all chocolatey and shit, just about to sue Hershey's, just making it all nice. Just fantastic.
Sue everybody today.
We got some nice, you know, light bright with us.
Oh, well, white women for the win. But I don't know if Crystal, like, if the racial draft were tomorrow, Crystal might lose her white privileges. We might have got her already. We might have told her.
That's okay.
I'm all for it.
She vibing with it.
I take a back card.
See? Between Bay, the slang, the use of wigs and weaves.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
She's already honorary.
Who would wear wigs and weaves?
Well, it depends on who you are. It depends on who you are. There are times when I like to wake up next to what I went to bed with. So if you wake up, like, you know, if I go to bed with Halle Berry and woke up with Chuck Berry, it's a problem.
Listen.
Right, but Halle Berry looked just as good bald, so that's what he's saying. Like, oh, okay. You see what I'm saying?
Fact of life.
Okay.
Fact of life.
She had...
I was trying to catch... 30-inch...
There's like 30-inch... I don't even know the terms, whatever, Malaysia, whatever. And then it's crazy looking underneath. Like, that was
the
selling
point.
Well,
listen, if I take this wig off, it's a cocoon underneath.
That's a wig?
Yes, it's a wig.
Yeah.
Oh, the deception.
It's very cute, though.
Thank you.
So what... The green...
I feel like Trump today.
Like the come over?
Okay.
it's a short way, right?
It's cute.
Jesus. But no, what made the green? What started
money, right?
Well, green is my favorite color.
I was looking for money.
That too. Mm-hmm. It just makes me feel like a different person. I don't know. When I put on black, I'm like blah.
Okay. Mm.
It's like, but I've been rocking green here way before television. Mm-hmm. They told me I couldn't do green on TV because of the green screen. That's why you only see me in like certain episodes with my green hair.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But yeah, my hair was green for years. Like maybe 4, 5, 6 years now. Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Green is me.
Okay.
I dig it. A lot of people switch it up like all the time. And I went back through your pictures. I was like, okay, it's consistent. There's like a thing.
Yeah,
there's a thing here.
I've realized when I change my hair color and I go outside, people have to second guess if it's me.
Okay.
Like if it's green, it's automatic. Like, oh, yeah, that's Mo. Mm-hmm.
When I have the mohawk up, I get it. Yeah. People are like,
yeah, they know you.
Yeah.
It's you.
I know her.
We love green. We not too. H&M isn't too happy with the color green right now. That was the color of the hoodie they put on that little boy. Calling him the coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yeah,
for those who hadn't seen it, I don't know what rock you live under, but
I'm just finding out about this today.
The first one I saw was our friend Chris Classic, who actually introduced us to each other.
Yeah, shout out Chris Classic, that's the homie.
So he posted one where they redid it. They put, you know, King with a crown on top of it. They did a video. I mean, an edit, right?
Okay.
But that's the first one I saw. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then I look at the things, and I was like, shame on H&M. Wait. I had to back up. It wasn't, like, it's a bigger thing now because of the call out.
But what,
then the problem
what's so
was
crazy?
Initially.
Wait.
I think it was a problem. Absolutely a
the
problem.
The crazy part about it is Nikki just did something with H&M.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. They're not a bad company innately if they make a bad decision. You know what I mean? Like, there's people in there that...
I did see this picture, but I didn't...
I just pulled my phone up and showed it to her. She hasn't actually seen it.
Yeah, this is kind of messed up.
That's the original.
Right. Somebody said, I'm only happy...
I saw this picture, but I paid no... Like, I just... You know when you're on Instagram sometimes...
You're just scrolling. It's a sponsored ad. You're just scrolling.
I paid it no mind. Yeah, this
somebody said if it was a lighter-skinned kid, we wouldn't have said shit.
I think I still would have said shit.
Then they said, the only time I'll be happy is if they put a little white kid in a sweatshirt that says, coolest cracker
in
the box.
Yeah, I saw that one, too, with a rich logo.
First of all, I don't want any kids with those type of slang.
How about that?
Period.
How about that?
Yeah, any color. Like, that's not appropriate on a little white kid either. It's just weird. It's just...
Let me squash a couple of misconceptions that people are... I see a lot of shit being thrown around Facebook and Instagram.
UK,
people are talking a lot of nonsense. Yeah, the company isn't Sweden, but that's part of what the problem is.
Sweden or England?
No, H&M is a Swedish-owned company.
I didn't know that. I thought it was UK.
Yeah, no, they got hands everywhere, but they're a Swedish-owned company. If I'm not... I could be wrong, but from what I looked up, that's where they are. Let's get a couple things out the way, number one. Parents. Beefing at the parents. We have a couple people in here who are familiar with fashion. You know, like I know, when kids are doing fashion shoots and photo shoots, 9 times out of 10, parents are not in the room when they're doing whatever it is they're doing. When they're taking those shots, parents are waiting right outside. It's not a lot of, you know, there's funny business going on, but they do not let parents in the same room when they're having these photo shoots. So there's a huge chance that the parents had no idea, and they're not there to approve shots.
But I mean, how I looked at it, well, would you even pay that any attention?
Yes, I would.
Like, I see if it's a shirt with the gun or something like that, then that's more obvious. But, like, I don't think I would have paid attention to
the little
wording.
The little kid thing, like, 10 little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head.
I do.
Mama called the doctor, and the doctor said, no more monkeys
jumping on the bed. I remember that scene. Right.
We were all little monkeys. Like being a monkey, like hanging on a monkey bar.
So do you think that was a bad, like, they're trying to...
I think it's in America where those way more...
Hold on. What she just said was two separate things. Okay. Do I think it's bad, or do I think they did that on purpose?
Right. That's my thing.
No. I absolutely do not think that H&M did that on purpose. What I think is they're so used to disrespecting Black people and not having to care what we think, that they're completely and totally overlooking. They don't need to be sensitive to us at all. However, if you said somebody with a Jewish something and you said oven hot, everybody's going to know what that is, and people jump to the defense. Hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? You can't say shit like that. Because it's in fucking sensitive. Now, it just so happens that in our past, 400 plus years in this country, we were referred to as monkeys. Now, that while that sounds toothless, sounds kind of harmless, you have to remember that it's beyond the word.
Right.
They look at us as if we were unfeeling beast. They didn't think we had feelings.
3/4 of a person.
Right. They didn't think we had souls. They didn't think we were people. So the word monkey is not just, hey, it's a monkey.
It's
you are not human. And the fact that that shit made it all the way to Sweden, that's the perception of us
still
now. Like right now, people are like, why can't we leave that word in the past? I'm like, the past is 2018. That shit happened yesterday. Like, yeah, that shit just popped off. Like, are you nuts? I got called a nigga.
It's interesting that the monkeys have a bad rap because lions are cool and tigers are cool. Like all these jungle animals, it's like you just said the whole inhuman animal thing. I'm not taking it there, but I'm saying it's like we want to be certain animals that have certain reputations. But like,
shit, I might have to say something to iPhone with the monkey emoji.
I'm all for reclaiming and all that good stuff, but I'm not. It's not lost on me that a company that's not based in the U.S. has this perception that it's okay to do that kind of shit.
Well, I get where you're coming from.
Us being quiet about it definitely isn't the way to fix it. That's what I've been telling a lot of people. Too. Awesome. Well, why can't we just ignore it? Why do we have to put power in the word? Because, I hate to be on my soapbox like this, but for hundreds of fucking years, when Black people would talk bad about, we couldn't say shit. Right. And it didn't go away. Like, that didn't fix it. Right. The fact that we ignored it, the fact that we just ate it, that never fixed anything. Us being quiet never fixes shit. We're still in the same, like, we're still in very fucked up
position. Put your head down and deal with it.
Right. We tried that for a gang of years. They didn't get any better. When I say they, I mean the people who are insensitive, racist, et cetera, et cetera. Right. Now, do I think H&M woke up that morning like, hey, let's be racist today. Right. Like, today's Tuesday.
Put a black kid in a
racist Wednesday.
Shirt.
Set it up. Like, let's find out that fucked up thing we can do on this day to be racist. No, I don't think that's what they were thinking, but I think the fact that they just... The fact that it made
that they
it that
didn't think
far.
It through, I think.
I want to take this back to the people in the room. I really do, because I think we killed it on the H&M.
I went online and checked the board of directors. It's all white board of directors.
Yeah.
Which means nobody up there is the person
Most
to go, hey, wait a minute, maybe that's not.
Maybe we're not.
Yeah. And I know way too many creative people in my phone who could sit on that board of directors and steer them the right way. In a climate where you want to sell to everyone,
you're an international brand,
everyone needs to be represented.
Right.
Period. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Back to the people in the room.
What I was going to do is take it back to that because there's money and power. There's power in money.
Right.
Both, maybe.
Right. We can use it both ways.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
But so when there's huge companies and stuff, when they have like human ideas and stuff and morality can get lost. But when you're working on a smaller level, like an individual project, there's fewer people saying yes or no. And so, like, your projects, and maybe your, the stuff more, that you do.
It's more hands-on.
Right. Well, it's like, it's, you can count the number of people involved in the project.
Right.
In H&M, you cannot anymore. There's too many
people.
It's too big of a company. So when it comes down to your project, your music, your career, even Love and Hip Hop, you still know who's involved.
Right.
Who's pulling the strings. And I'm sure even with Love and Hip Hop, it's bigger than...
Well, not on the editing team, you
that's
don't
what
know.
I'm saying.
And
but
now
that's
this
what,
is happening.
And that's what I'm saying. So your career versus, I'm sure it could even get lost there. You
it
don't
can.
Know what can be, what's being done,
what's
being
said. Because you can be portrayed in a different light.
And somebody that doesn't know or like or care about you is going to make you look a certain way for TV
ratings. For ratings.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
So there we
I
go.
I mean, that kind of happened
to me. That's how I brought
me.
It back because I'm curious.
That kind of happened to me.
Yeah.
Do tell.
You know, I'm not a rowdy person. I'm more of a fun person. I think that my personality came off a little wrong. Maybe it was the editing, you know. It's like, how do I go from... talking to you about a situation so we're about to fight in like 3 seconds. Like, that's not realistic.
Right.
Okay. Unless I have a prior
a
situation.
You walked in
with
there ready
you.
To.
Like,
right.
you know?
You walked in there ready to get
And
there.
What people don't even realize is like most of the situations that I was in was at my events. The problems was brought to me.
Mm.
It wasn't like I went and
went out
started
of your way to go find
the fucking drama. No, they came to
you.
Me with
right.
the bullshit.
Hmm. Never actually looked at it that
Nobody
way.
Nobody paying attention that the thought situation with Mariah Lynn that was at my listening event that she wasn't even invited to.
Mm.
You understand?
Right.
It's like the Bianca thing. It was at a situation where I was performing or I was in my studio session.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to me with the bullshit. So,
and if you're any kind of professional or any sort of lady with ambition, like, you're supposed to have a certain amount of control about your events and your space and your thing. I would think, like, if people came busted in here, I might have an attitude. Like, excuse me, we're doing something here.
I'm working. I'm working.
This
so,
is what I do.
You know.
I'm just handing out wedgies. Don't look at me. Come through here, I'm giving you a wedgie. Kicking the ankle and a wedgie. Those are my, that's my 1-2
wedgies,
combination.
I'm done wedgie.
One
right,
to the
so
ankle,
next season,
wedgie
next season,
there.
Just wedgie.
Yeah.
Next, no, next season, I'm just
yeah.
walk away. You have
yeah.
to just learn to do.
You got
to
find women who are wearing drawers, first of all. I don't know. I don't know. Too many ladies all out right. here.
Well, today I got a zip on, so, you know, it goes from the back to the front, so I better have some panties on.
Oh, yeah, well, the golf clap.
They're
golf
awesome
clap.
Pants, by the way.
Golf
Thank
clap.
You.
I'm not going to ask
I got
to stand
the red sweat. She got the red latex.
Yeah, we're feeling the red vibe today.
Sorry. Sorry.
You didn't get the memo. It's okay.
No, I'm all black. No sugar, no cream. Black coffee. Black coffee.
I'm
on my anti H&M vibe today.
So my next question, because I'm already with
the ready to go right in.
So you said you're like a on the friendly fun tip, and this reputation, and even your music, like some of the you're pretty ballsy. And even,
right.
not even to say just ballsy because you talk dick, cock, balls, everything.
Listen, I say the shit that people want to say.
Were you ever shy?
I have my shy moments.
Okay.
Like before shows and stuff, like I still get butterflies. You know, it's like, how are people going to perceive me? Like, I still get shy. Like,
uh-huh.
everybody has, like, their little shy moments. But me just being a shy person, no, I was always, like...
As a kid and a little girl.
Listen, I was prom queen in my high school. That's
oh,
all
hey,
shit,
hey.
Says.
Golf okay. clap. Golf clap. Golf fellas.
I was never, like, really quiet.
Fellas,
okay.
you know what it is to bag the prom queen. Golf clap. Golf
this
clap.
Lil Wayne
salute
had
to
a
the
song.
Date.
Prom queen.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Golf clap the shit out of that.
Shit out
salute.
Of okay.
Salute.
What color did you wear?
I wore a blue dress.
Okay.
Boo. No green.
No, I wore blue.
And
it was like,
And who was your king? Prom king. Were you guys nominated together or separate? Like,
no, it wasn't like nobody was dating, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we were cool. Like, mm-hmm. pretty much all of the guys that got nominated for King, I was cool with.
So it would have been I?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I didn't care who
were you like, cool with
them?
Wait, where did you go to school?
I graduated in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's what a lot of people don't know. But I went to school here. Mm-hmm. I went to, like, the ratchet of ratchet school.
Which
I don't know how bad they are now. I went to Whatley. I went to Brandeis.
Ugh, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
I had hard.
Take a deep breath.
I am from the hood.
You need mace.
Like, I feel like she just wanted like some street credit back. She's like, and then I graduated.
Yeah, I had to get it together.
Yeah.
You need like a stun gun to enroll into those classes.
Those schools were. I mean,
did you fight? Were you a fighter? Were you bullied? Were you bullier?
All my life, I had to. No, I didn't.
All my life, I had to fight. Who this woman hung on?
Everybody get into situations. As far as in school, no, I didn't. I never had those problems where I had to fight in school.
Okay.
I was more left into books and just being popular and being mixy, and that was just
okay. Well, speaking of conflict, we noticed that you opted out of the show this year, this season. Mm-hmm. Did they come and ask you to do it, and you just said, and we noticed your partner's not here. Like,
okay, so right now, me and Lexi are doing our individual project. Mm-hmm. We'll be coming out with a group project. Everybody's like, oh, you guys together? No, we are BBOD. If ASAP Mob can separate and do solo shit, we can.
We didn't break up. We can do it.
That's what we're doing.
I just got to ask the question to make sure they know.
So my single is out, Not Scared, right now. iTunes, it's on Google Play. All of that good stuff. And Lexi has her song out, which is called Trap House. It's actually on BBOD SoundCloud page.
Oh, that's
which is
up.
ITS BBOD. So, okay. It's still a group.
And as far as the show is concerned, decided not to.
Listen.
Was it a good thing?
It's like, do I want to go back to the same shit? Like, look at the people that were on the show with me. They're still doing the same bullshit. Mm-hmm. There's no music coming out of the show. It's just drama upon drama. Like, come on.
Right.
It's the same people fighting, the same bullshit you're fighting over, the same shit. Where's your music, sis? Mm-hmm. And it's no shade towards them, but it's like, are you reality stars or are you fucking rappers? I'm confused at this point.
Mm-hmm. I always literally thought it was reality stars, and I'm like, oh, they actually want to do real music. Like, I didn't get it at first.
So, you know,
I see people arguing, and I'm like, that's not business.
I try to stay away from that type of stuff right now, you know. But
was it a good
positive light?
Was it a good
platform? Was great. The exposure is the good part about it. But you have the good and the bad, mm-hmm. because now you have 1,000 motherfuckers on your page writing negative shit, you know.
Right. Well, and
thinking that they know you.
I hate to admit it. I was like, oh, you got another Love and Hip Hop. You know, coming on here, which I can't say I hate the show, but I also didn't know shit about you because I don't watch reality TV.
But that's a good thing to me.
Right, like I got you. Right, that's the pre expectation or whatever is another reality show girl, and then you come on here and you're not of it. You know what I mean?
No,
you did it, but you're not of it.
Yeah,
there's a difference. Okay.
So I like when I come to interviews and people are not familiar with the show because then they don't judge you.
Well, first of all, Mech don't judge. Very
he's here for the ladies.
Show, but Mech don't judge. Mech has done far too much in his own life
you just
to be judging
team?
Anybody. No, I actually prefer lemonade. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine off the tea. I can take it or leave it. If it's Arizona's, bring it over. If it, you know, Lipton, ooh, I might pass. I'm here for all of the above. I'm here for everything. My whole thing is I like to get to know the person behind whatever it is we're seeing. And I've always noticed that in a one-on-one conversation, we can do that much easier. Uh-huh. And this allows to talk about things outside of music. And when I see people that come from, whenever someone got their quote-unquote start or their introduction to the world outside of music, then yeah, this is a great place to come talk to you because we now know something else about you. We can see something else about you. And here's your chance to tell us if we're fly
expound
or foul.
On that.
Right. Do we have it right? Am I seeing the chick that I thought I was seeing? Great body, great skin, likes to throw knuckles, or is it great body, great skin? I would rather be having a good time, move all the liquids off the table.
Right.
You know, like, which
it's electronic
present.
Yeah.
And how involved are you actually in this music? Because we get people through here who seem to just want to be famous.
Word.
And they're not really concerned about the music. That's like an afterthought. And that wouldn't even just be you guys. Mm-hmm. I noticed that with artists, period. A
do
lot of people just seem to
not
want to be famous.
No, everybody's a rapper right now. Everybody's a rapper. Everybody's
but most of these niggas are terrible.
Well, they'll quit eventually because after they realize this shit is hard work.
No, I'm hoping they quit after they run into me and I tell them that they're terrible. I'm hoping to be the catalyst. I want to be the change that I want to see. Gandhi said
be
that, so I'm out here. Yeah, I'm out here spreading Gandhi's word.
I think everybody thinks that it's just easy. Like, oh,
that's
coming,
because
I'm
we've made it.
It's not.
We've made it not only appear easy, but the quality of the work is going so far down that now it actually is. When someone comes up to me and they suck, and I tell them that they suck, and they were like, you don't believe in me. No. I believe you suck. And then they go,
it's
well,
just my opinion.
You think I'm... No, my opinion has weight. I have a qualified opinion.
I'm fucking done.
But then when they say some shit to me,
that's a nice way.
I never let anybody hit me with the, well, that's just your opinion. My opinion holds weight. I have a qualified opinion. I don't just have internet access. I have actually a qualified opinion. have 1,000 hours invest, over 1,000 hours invested in this. I was a music editor of The Source. My opinion, my
shit matters.
Yeah, my shit, my shit's a little different.
10,000 hours, he's 10,000. Yeah.
Now, however, I can no longer tell anybody that because you're whack, you won't blow up, because this seems to be the environment for whack shit to flourish.
That, I mean, yeah.
So when you come to me and say,
vote versus the qualified vote, yeah.
Yeah. So certain niggas read the Rob Report, certain niggas write it. I write the Rob Report. I'm not here telling you. I can't be fooled by a commercial. I know that engine is like a lawnmower engine, and you know it's going to go from 0 to 5, and oh my God, right? But
and
a commercial
I'm the kid,
can
I'm
fool
the kid,
anybody.
Like, it's so cute. Listen, vroom, vroom.
I can turn up and look
and
at the commercial.
There's going to be a new dance to it, and then you got a shirt with a lawnmower on it.
Of course, it looks great, but you know, behind that, what are we really doing? Now, what I'm happy about, what I'm really happy about is this seems to be the era for the women to
the
flourish.
Females.
You guys have a nice open lane.
A few years ago, I really didn't.
Probably only knew like 3 or 4 females. Now it's like you go on Instagram and it's like 15.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, shit,
that are really popping. That are really
and I
like
want more. I want
more.
Like, ladies, come on, let's get it, because I want to see
competition.
I want to see y'all judge the same way we judge the dudes.
My competition. I'm focused on me.
One time for the one time.
Good.
And any girls or bitches or whatever way you want to call, want to do a song, hit me up.
Okay, I'm gonna introduce something into the ether. I'm gonna introduce the concept of competition without malice.
Yeah.
I want everybody to start embracing the idea of competition without malice.
Well, competition makes everyone better.
Too many of these niggas are too sensitive.
They're in their emotions.
Right. You're too sensitive. You can't hear, yo, I'm better than him, or yo, that
That's
dude didn't beat
started
me.
Was like, I'm the greatest. Yeah, y'all are whack. And then you gotta come back and say, no, I'm not whack. I'm the greatest. Like, that's how
crazy though.
My favorite line is, shout out to Sean Corey Carter. Jay-Z. Let me stop that. Favorite line is from Jay-Z. You ain't having it? Good. Me neither. Let's get together and make the whole world believe us. Somebody tells me they dope, I don't say fuck you, because it's not an affront to my security and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says you're dope, my thing is, oh word, me too.
Right.
What you want to do? Let's get together and be dope. I'm sure when you guys saw each other, she's here with her homeboy and her stylist, who is dressed immaculately.
Exactly.
I'm sure when you two saw each other and saw each other's styles, it wasn't, yo, fuck you, I dress better, yo, fuck you. It's like, no, that's dope. Yo, that's dope. Hey, let's be dope at the same time.
Together. Listen, there's enough room for everybody. Money for everybody.
There's way too much money in this world. It's really about figuring out ways to get it.
But I'm very excited about the females and coming back. And it reminds me back of the time from Ladies Night, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm happy. I just want to work.
And bars seem to be a thing. Now,
with some girls.
With hip hop across the board, I see.
I think New York hip hop.
Which is bars. We've always been bar heavy. And I see that becoming more of
the lane for New York.
Not just the lane, but I see people realizing that there are levels, there are tiers. Right. And the people who can give you bars are on a higher tier, regardless of who appears to be selling more.
That's
people
true.
With bars. First of all, hip-hop has never been at a time where the person with bars wasn't the person on top. Let's get that shit out the way right now. At the head of the food chain, in whatever era you ever wanted to be in, I don't care who looked like they were making the money, the dude with the bars was the dude on top. We don't mention.
I don't know if that still stands.
Name it.
Now
name it. Right now, the dude with the bars.
Out of respect, maybe
top.
Not cash though.
Say it again.
Respect wise, yes.
No, even with bread, because when Jay was running shit, Jay had all
I'm
the bars.
About,
and all
I
the bread.
Like J. Cole, but he's like so under like.
But he's not. J.
Cole
he's not the
Kendrick,
guy on top. Kendrick's on top.
Kendrick is definitely.
And Kendrick
but
can,
I love Kendrick
but,
too.
Kendrick but can bar Cole out, and he's got bread and respect.
But doesn't have the
I don't feel like he's like
winning
he
like
should
he should
be
that's
right
saying.
Now.
That's what I'm saying. We respect him. Everybody respects him. I've had mad people say that they can't really listen to him in the gym. They can't really listen to him certain things because he's like a thinking. You gotta
really
analyze.
Yeah,
shit.
They want mindless Migos, which is fine. They want to turn up, but that's what I'm talking about. Like respect wise, he gets it. And bars work.
I just feel like people with bars have to really have a real fan base, like the bubblegum rap wins. your fans are here because it's what they want to hear, and that's what makes you pop.
Repetitive stuff, yeah. or really fun.
Bubblegum also comes and goes.
Moments.
That's true. Also doesn't stick around. Meanwhile, Jay is on his, what, 20-something year? Nas is on his 20-something year?
But that's Jay-Z. Let's talk about artists now.
No. Like Kendrick is also on his 10-plus year. Drake is on his 10-plus year. Like, what I'm saying is dudes who have bars
really
have always stuck around. They have always been there for greatness. The true creatives have always lasted out. That's all I want people to see.
So the ones that are 1 or 2 years in, you will have your longevity if you have the bars.
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly. The people I noticed...
True talent lasts.
And this is just me going through archives of old magazines and sitting with the OGs and listening.
We talk about...
LL Cool J is on what year now?
He just got his Kennedy Award. Yeah.
That motherfucker was... I love to say this. LL Cool J is the only rapper I know who's never had a day job. Him and Lil Wayne. They're the only two people I know who never worked anywhere. And they've only been... They've been famous for almost as long as they've been alive. Oh!
Never had one either.
But, well, yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's like high school. I'm talking about dudes who are like 13... 14, 15, 16, and like never did anything but be famous. Like there's never been a time in their life, their adult life, when they were not famous.
That's what I'm talking about.
He did a lot more than
16
was
leaving. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on now, like.
Group setting, but I'll give it. Yeah, dude, there's a bunch of people.
I'm sorry, we're like.
But I like to mention the Lil Wayne's of the world, the Jay Z's of the world, the LL's of the world.
When did you know you wanted to be a rapper?
Who are you listening to? And it's like, I can do
that.
Well,
you know what? I always was into music. Like, I always used to listen to Jay-Z. I always used to listen to Nas. I harmonized here and there. My family used to always be like, oh, you're going to be a singer or whatever. But I went to school for nursing. I dropped out my second year in college.
Okay.
So it was just like one day to be a rapper. Okay. Like, one day I was in a studio with my friend. He was making music. My cousin was the producer. He's actually like really cool friends with Chris Brown.
Okay.
He played a beat and made a bet that I wouldn't be able to do a record.
Ah.
And that's how BBOD came.
Ooh. Where was Lex when that was happening?
She was there. We were all there.
Yeah, so all like, y'all together.
We cash.
Oh, it was a y'all couldn't make a record.
Right.
Oh, shit.
How old were you then? Like 22? 21? Wait, 20? 19? Second year again?
Yeah, I don't even remember. That was in 2010.
Okay.
That was in 2010 when we made our first record, and it was called Doobie Rap. And one day we're driving in a car, and at this time we were like party promoters, so we were cool with the DJ Wills and DJ Selfs and such ones. And, you know, we're driving in a car.
I have so many old pictures of Sus, but he's big.
And Doobie Rap comes on the radio. So we went crazy, like, and then Will called, and he's like, listen, I need to sit down with y'all. Y'all need to really do more music. And we ended up remixing Teach Me How to Dougie. We're here, they were playing our shit like immediately after they were playing the original song.
Okay.
And it just went from there.
So
we went from there.
The DJs voted, then the people voted.
By BMW, we were in the African American Day Parade in Harlem. Like, it just, you know, and then a group broke up. We went from 4 to 3. From 3 to 2, and now it's just me and Lex.
I didn't know there were extra people in the group. What was
like the old story?
I actually posted
Destiny's Child, like the Destiny's Child story.
I posted one of my old members on my Instagram the other day. She was singing my song. You know, she did a little video, so I posted her up. It was like, this is the
original member. So there's no love lost, all good?
No, we're still all best friends.
Okay.
We still
Why did they
Well, the last member. Okay, so the first bitch, she left to go solo, and she ain't doing shit. So her girl, bye. The other one, Damo, that's my boo. Love her to death. She couldn't be in a group because she had a child.
Okay.
And it became like hard. We started, you know, going on
time
tours
and availability.
Shows, and her family wasn't really supportive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's definitely the support system. Who do you got in your corner?
Well, my family is very supportive. I have a really big family. My family is very supportive. I have a lot of friends that support me. Ricky's here right now with me. Yeah. Hold me down, P.O.P.
Hi,
But Tretch from Naughty by Nature is definitely, like, he's my uncle.
Okay.
And he's a major supporter.
I used to have a super crush on him.
Like, really? Tretch is crazy.
Okay, so that means, fellas, if you see her twerking in a club, think twice.
Uncle Tretch might be around the corner. You don't want to
look crazy. I know there's cakes on the gram and it looks good, but her uncle crazy. Nigga ran around with a machete for the majority of the 90s.
DJ is definitely a big supporter of me. We were actually signed to Stevie J way before Jocelyn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Benzino, definitely support. Okay. I have a lot of support.
What about relationships, like individual, like...
Booze or best friends,
and bangs,
you know, like,
and
yeah, that's... Oh, you're looking at my ass on my Instagram.
Oh shit, is that what that is?
That's what you're looking at.
My God,
I actually lost a bae because of that video.
Oh man,
we are going to talk about that right now.
Yeah,
right now. Bays and booze and stuff. Okay, so what?
Bays and booze don't last in this industry.
Well, you got to.
You
got to get one from this side.
You think so?
I know so.
Well, the one that I had, I'm not going to say who is. You know, he wasn't into music. He was an athlete. But...
That's not the same thing.
But that's what I want. I don't want a rapper.
It doesn't have to be a rapper, but
he doesn't even have to be a producer,
executive.
No, he's just got to be somebody who's familiar. Even
then you'll
writer.
Be in the back like, oh, I'm black bull, that bitch. I'm not with her no more.
Well,
I ain't got time for that.
That goes to your taste. And
oh, she ain't fucking me. Okay, I ain't playing a record today. I don't have time for that.
Well, yeah, no, that's a danger.
And that's what we deal with as women. Mm-hmm.
No, that's a danger.
I say, time's up. That's what they say yesterday at the Golden Globes. Time's up for all this equality stuff and sexual abuse, all this. Anyway, but back to people you date.
That shit is scary.
We don't even have to go.
Well, I don't date anybody right now. I just have sponsors. You like that?
I like
I'm
that.
So
you
quiet.
Like that?
I'm so
like
quiet.
Oh, sugar daddy.
I'm so quiet.
So, but are they friends? Like, I would say...
My sugar daddy is like best friends.
Yeah, like people that support.
I'm so quiet.
Why are
they
quiet?
They
support
the
move financially.
And my boyfriend, I can do what I want.
It's a different kind of situation that's available out here in 2018. I think
for everybody.
And I don't think it's as heartless as people make it out to be. Like the strippers, like shit on men, like just take their money. It's not like that all the time.
No, it's not. He just want to see me win.
Does he want to see other things? Does he do other? You guys do things.
I don't know why I'm giving you all that tea.
You done already called him like sugar daddy. That kind of implies a bunch of moves.
That don't mean I'm popping his poo-poo.
It does not mean that, but it implies that. Because otherwise, he's just the guy who just likes to spend money on you and go out and do stuff. But the whole term comes from him wanting a little bit of sugar from being daddy. Or him being called daddy for giving you the sugar. So you got to pick a team and play. That's all I'm saying.
We ain't gonna leave it at that.
Let's figure this life out, fellas. Like, fellas,
nah, he's my friend. We're cool.
Oh God, guys,
but don't want men like that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I listen. Whatever floats your boat or flies your lost remote, knock yourself out. If that's the time you want,
you think he's got Mars?
If that's the time you want, I got nothing to say for you. All
but
I say
do you
is,
want something? Do you want something more romantic?
Yeah, here we go. Now here we go.
If there's
kids, marriage, all that stuff, eventually,
of course. I think kids, not right now. Mm-hmm. Definitely not.
Men could just like have a kid and like come back and see it every other week.
No,
like,
but that's the difference. So I kind of think I'm a man. If I have a kid by you and you think that you're leaving me with this baby, you got me fucked up because I would be at your job and the car seat would be there and I would be gone.
Okay, you're gonna hang out with this kid. I got some things to do.
How about you just catch me after work though? Like, why you gotta get me fired? I can't do shit with a kid on the job.
I don't talk to the workers.
They always have this childcare issue with women. Like on the job, you gotta figure out what to do with your kid.
Right. So you can figure it out too.
Yeah, but No. I'm talking about across the board. If a woman had to bring her kid to work, they'd probably fuck around and fire her. Like, and it's the same thing with the dude. Anybody who brings a kid to work and it's not bring your kid to work day, you're probably gonna get fucking fired.
Or sent home for
day. All I'm saying is don't drop it. Like, wait till 5. Let me get the fuck off.
No, I got shit to do.
Okay, well.
Just like you.
We're gonna have a nanny. This is all there is to it.
When I come for this child support, don't say nothing. You get me fired, I'm taking it to the judge. Your Honor, she got me fucking canned.
Because she out here working, making all this bread, and I'm gonna need some of it. So take care of it.
I'm gonna need a lot of it. This kid is expensive as shit. Don't stop eating. I need help from Miss Mo Money.
Okay, so.
Cut mo checks.
Mo money. So eventually, kids, but the romance part, you said you lost the bait because of that video.
Yeah, because of the video.
This video specifically, let me go and have another one.
And it was a bathing suit.
Okay.
It was a long bathing suit, I guess.
It was a one piece from what I saw.
Like, I think that video should have only been for me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's that kind of guy. Here we go.
This boy's bye.
That's that kind of guy. He's, They're, I like when...
And
like,
it's not even terrible. It's like, whatever.
Well, okay, when you're talking to a nudist here, though, she's always going to err on the side.
I get home and I'm like,
nakedness. She's always going to err on the side of nude. Me personally,
but not for my gram, because of insecurity, judgment, all this, whatever. I just don't need to have to take it down. I don't want the questions. I just decided that my gram is going to be different, even though I am naked most of the time, but I'm not on the gram.
I personally like when my girl shows it off. I'm kind of a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. You like when other men were like, damn, he's
I'm all for it. I might slap ass right in the middle of the library.
I think you're only like that because I went out with Boo one day. Mm-hmm. We went to live and I had like this see-through dress on. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing under it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm doing this.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
There's different.
Let's do all that. There's levels to this. Let's do all that. Let's make that happen. You wearing the red one, the one with the snaps? Go and bring it out.
He kept trying to get me to put on something else. He's like, yo, you sure you don't wear your other red dress? I'm like, no, I'm wearing this.
No, when I say that, I mean the thing. You bringing out the thing? All right, well let's do the thing. Let me go ahead and get these brass knuckles and this mace together. Let's head on out the door. Let's yeah. You gonna be cold? You gonna be all right?
You want to start? I saw the pictures that night. Like everybody's like, you know, they want to put their hand. I'm like.
Right. Oh, how do you deal with that? Like, also...
Sometimes it's to, like, the hands-on respect.
My dude, like, he really has a fit. I had a little conversation about him. I'm like, yeah, I only met him one time. He really turned me off. These people wanted a picture of him. He started cursing and yelling. I was like, they probably ran up to him with a camera on.
Right.
It wasn't a question, can I take a photo? It was like,
hey, yo, bro, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, yo, okay, you know who I am, or you want to take a picture, that's cool. But the way you went about it is all wrong. Mm-hmm. And did they come up to you wrong?
Of course.
Sure.
No privacy whatsoever. But, I mean, that's what I signed up for. So
How do you react, though? Because the reputation's
real. I'm real friendly. So yeah. I've never got into it with, like, any of my supporters. Because I don't like to, like, call them fans. I call them my supporters. Mm-hmm. I never got into any of them. Like, I would sit there and take 300 pictures after getting off the stage without my throat dry and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm not really...
Do you think you'll run out of that moment, though? You think
I mean, eventually, of course. Like
right now, it's bigger, the build. Like yeah. As you're building, it's important.
Well, you got to remember, it's what you signed up for too. Uh-huh. Like it's literally what you asked to happen. These people want to take a picture.
These
are videos
just on repeat. This is hilarious.
That's all different video.
Right, but it's like, you know how Instagram just plays it until he's giving you views. Just
yeah,
like,
I'm fine.
There's a yellow ass in this one. This isn't brown. The other one was brown.
I was dressed. Yeah, the dress. And...
But it's all ass. Let's not get it twisted.
That's some long hair.
It's all ass. I don't
see
it down
to my ass.
Look at
my ass crack.
Yeah,
my ass fat.
Me too.
That's the new song.
That's how I'm feeling.
I was with her in that line right up until the ass fat part. Hair down to my ass crack. I was like, yeah.
My ass is fat, though.
No, mine isn't. I said I was with you.
Oh, you was with me. Okay. You gotta be like, yeah, my girl. You gotta
my girl ass fat.
My girl ass no,
you,
fat.
You just not understanding. Let me, part of me.
Oh, you was down. I get it now. Just dreads is down.
Let me just pull these out from behind me. Just
so you just need to add the word my girl.
My girl ass fat. Ass fat.
For all the lyrics.
And I'm gonna spend it on a, yeah, hella stack. There you go.
Excuse me. Pardon me. One time for the one time. Yep. My real shit's longer than what you can afford to buy, ladies. Catch me. Now, let me stop.
He's really having a moment.
Yeah, now I'm done here. I want good stuff for you. I think respect doesn't have anything to do with...
That's two questions. Yeah.
I don't think respect has anything to do with fans, supporters. I think when they roll up to you and they want whatever, that's all great. I think it comes with a level of respect. I think if you can respect somebody's personal space, respect the fact that they don't have to take this picture with you.
Right.
That they should.
Marcel on screen, he's doing his job on screen.
Right.
He's getting a coffee. He's not doing his job right now.
Right.
You don't own his likeness in that moment.
He's
you
still
can be
Denzel.
A fan. You can
right.
be a supporter.
Right. He's still Denzel.
You can be a supporter and you can ask for it, but he doesn't owe you shit.
Which is a respectful thing to do.
Right. He sold you tickets to that movie.
And you enjoyed the movie.
That's the exchange.
Right.
That's the exchange. Like buying tickets to your show, yelling out your lyrics, like whatever it is, that's the exchange. Mm-hmm. Like afterwards is a favor.
Right. Which I think...
We didn't used to get like hands-on pictures, you know, cell phone pictures with Prince after his show.
But I think that
you see it, you love it, and you go home.
I think nowadays... your fans feel like they want to know you personally. Uh-huh. So them just
absolutely.
Being able
it's definitely
to,
different.
To speak to you or be like, oh, nah, she's not like what they put out on TV. Mm-hmm. It's like...
And that's your chance to also make a fan. You can make a fan right there. They come up to you with one perception.
They do.
Talk to you and walk away with another one.
The funniest part is they know my line. Like, that killed me. They're like, door. And I'm like, yes, Seth, how you doing?
No, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, that's the part I like. Or, like, we get people all the time that come up to us and they call us Tata Delicious. I'll be like, hey,
Seth. Would you say you have more female fans or more male fans are equal?
I definitely have more female fans. I want more guys. My male percentage is like 24%.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's way more female.
What about your... Is that Instagram or...
That's it, everything.
Because I know Instagram. Like, I have all men followers, but females interact more. Like, females are, like, commenting, talking. Like, I think it's lurkers. Just dudes that were, like, hoping to see some skin. Just hanging in there.
No, but my social media different. Is more female.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
I mean, good and bad, because females... Sometimes they're like catty, so they're scared to say, oh, you look good, or whereas a man is gonna be like, yeah, looking like a snack, or men are gonna comment.
Yeah, but that's, they have an agenda. They have an outside agenda.
That's fine. I like that agenda. Buy my song.
you want some of this? Buy my song.
Well, no, we're not giving out some of this for a song now.
No, you want to look at this.
Right.
Yeah, you want this?
Of course.
The closest you can get is the song.
It only costs $1 to look.
$1 to look. She like a lemonade stand for Adala, and you can look at me. The curtain comes aside for Adala.
Well, thankfully, Instagram is a free download, and there's a lot to look at on her page, fellas.
That's right. Make sure y'all follow me. MSMOEMO.
She's definitely not.
I just kissed this mic and everything.
Whoa.
Stay close to the mic.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you. As well you should. You don't. Do you like women?
No.
Okay. I mean, like, I don't mean.
I like women. Yeah.
I mean, like, as home.
Women are awesome.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the freaky, sneaky.
No. I'm not looking at nobody's twat. Uh-huh. It's not my type of body. Uh-huh. But I get asked in my gay all the time.
Why?
A lot of females.
I think any female rapper is gonna get that. Anybody with that sort of persona,
especially
like
in the strip club, they come. They're like, you like pom pom, girl? No.
You look good. Dance. Go ahead.
I'm paying you for tonight, but no, I'm definitely not.
So a threesome is out of the question with you and your whoever guy.
We're gonna leave that.
She's smiling.
We talk about this, though. We talk about
this. Smiling. You don't walk into the wrong place.
That's not bopping.
That's not bopping. I know married couples who get it popping. I salute all that.
Don't you be in the background from
It's a lovely thing. It's
I love the peanut gallery. I love the peanut gallery.
I'll tell you what I tell everybody. You just got to do it the right way. It's just got to be done the right way.
How do you know if I have one already?
I don't. Exactly. I don't. But even if you did it and it wasn't done the right way, like, you can do plenty of things and not do it the right way.
Whew, I don't think I have the problem in bedroom.
No, that's not what I mean.
The mentality about it. He's talking about when people go into it, you can go into it thinking everybody's going to just have a grand old time, it's going to be like a porno. Or you can go into it really like with the mindset for everyone to enjoy themselves, and then the third party has to jump out, disappear. Right. Die or something.
I mean, I don't have that.
Die? Case. Good God.
No, it's like jumping.
Came home, wish she ain't gotta die? Like, sheesh.
She got to go. She got to take to Uber. Bitch, Uber has
relationship, you dead. Like, you just, that was
fine. I don't think I would ever do it with my boyfriend. Never.
Somebody you really care about.
Yeah.
I think that's my thought.
Maybe.
One time or a fun time.
I would reserve that treatment for my wife. Me and my wife have to do it.
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm.
Because we got to jump somebody.
Not with my husband.
We got to jump.
I don't want to see my man, my actual, like, husband. Lover man.
Blowing her back out. Nah.
And I don't even think it's an insecurity. I think it's a choice. I think there's certain people that.
Absolutely.
Because I think that I used to be, like, insecure is why I didn't want it. Mm-hmm. I was, like, scared to lose him over it. Now I just don't.
No, I'm not scared.
I don't choose. I just don't choose to share. That's mine.
Yeah, you know how I look at that.
Uh-huh.
It's not about sharing. It's about jumping. You're not
but
sharing.
But I don't get anything out of that. Like, if it's not your thing, if I got something out of jumping a woman, and like me and my man went at it, like, this is going to be fun, let's do this. Mm-hmm. But I don't get anything out of it, so it wouldn't be my thing.
I've heard women are better at giving head than men.
Wow.
Giving head to other
men. Well, I'm not going to get into all that talk. I'll talk about it on a new track.
Oh, we don't have tracks. This is our track. We talking about it right here. This is...
We'll just add a beat and we'll make it a hit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they say. say women are better at giving other women head. I personally am here for any Pepsi challenge. I'll throw my rubber into the ring any day. I know I'm pretty nifty. But you know,
you got skills. I don't want to hear about it.
You've already seen what I'm doing here. You remember the picture I took?
He be sticking his tongue out, and it's like my brother. I'm like, stop.
The black Gene Simmons over here.
Big long ass. I don't want to see it. Ever.
Get out. So if we don't talk competition, I'm here. Sign me up. Let me see how we're doing this. I'm going for the gold. I don't show up no place for second. So
are you gonna be around for the Grammys? Brought him back here.
Do you care?
Not really.
I don't.
Not until I'm like nominated.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or presented an award, yeah. or invited to go.
But for now,
the parties.
Well, trying then.
I always go to the. I'm always out in LA during them, and it's not really. LA parties are just too spread out and all that stuff. So I'm excited that it's here, just because it's gonna bring the whole music industry.
You can bounce around.
It's gonna bring the whole music industry into Manhattan, not just New York, but like into Manhattan, into Lower Manhattan for the events. Like, that's what I like. I'm excited.
I just got hit from one of the, I just got a text from one of the main writers over at Love and Hip Hop. That's hilariously funny. That happened right now.
Are they inviting us on? I'm not going.
That would be smart. I'm going. Going there. Raise all kinds of hell. Graph is my man. Safari is my man.
He had a show last night. A bunch of them had a show last night at Highline, I think.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Christy, Graph, Reno. A bunch of people have been on this
cool
show.
Graph. Safari's cool. I'm really cool with Dream Doll. Me and her are cool.
Salute. She was
she's
up here.
She's hilarious. Yeah.
Did you say Tuesday she was here?
She's at all.
No, I'm going to support her today at her show.
Who's?
Dream Doll.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
My vlog.
That's fun.
That plastic.
She's hilarious. She got a whole plastic life. Like that. She is so not me, but it's entertaining as hell. Like,
yeah,
from afar.
She's funny.
I thought she was dead wrong how she did Safari though. Last night,
it was a lot.
I watched the episode. I thought she was dead wrong. You tell her I said it. She was up here. I tell it to her face.
I tell her.
Her little short face is all the way down there.
I would say, bitch, they said you was dead wrong, sis.
Absolutely, because
you wrong for that.
Scaff is my boy, and she did him so dirty.
Let me drop my social medias because the way this garage is set up downstairs is $100 pretty much. Oh, they charge like fucking $60 per hour downstairs.
She literally, she's like, I'm about to be out of here.
Yes,
hold on.
Welcome to Midtown Manhattan.
We haven't done shuffle in a while.
In a minute, we should do that now.
Do you listen to music on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so open up. It's called shuffle. We're gonna play a game. Okay. Open up your iTunes or whatever, wherever you listen to music. Go to your library. Go to songs.
To my library.
Mm-hmm. Library.
Okay, I'm in my library.
Songs, and hit shuffle, and the first five that pop up, you have to tell. Like, you play a second of it and tell us what it is. Just hit shuffle.
Okay.
And
so
turn the volume way up.
Shuffle. The whole point is you don't get to pick. Even I got super embarrassed a few times because like
because you don't know what's gonna play.
The weird shit.
This is a new phone, so I don't know what the hell.
No
is
disclaimers.
In it.
Press play.
Okay, let's press play. That was my first song.
Put it up. No, pull it up.
Put it up. That's my song.
That's fine.
Okay.
Listen, I got more of my shit in my library than anybody else's.
As well, you should.
But that's my song. Not scared. What else? That's Nikki. And this is Nikki.
This is
and
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz. Pretty Girls Like Trap Music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm hitting shuffle again.
Shout out to Nikki. I'm glad you got some competition out here now.
Yeah, let it fall.
Is this that old? Oh, that's not what I thought it was.
It sounds like old,
that old joint.
Red Hot Chili Peppers and shit, like the guitar.
Oh, no, I thought it was older than that, the joint from Goodfellas. Okay, next joint. That's 3.
That's Trey Songz.
Everybody's baby father.
My baby daddy, y'all. I just had the biggest crush on Trey. Oh, my God. Okay, let's see what else. How many songs I'm doing?
Yeah, you got one more.
Nikki again.
Okay.
I'm a Nikki fan.
Hello.
Hello, Nikki.
As well you should be. She mashed out.
I love Nikki.
She mashed out. Good for her. Like, I'm glad she opened the lane.
Open my file.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm out of there. I have to play.
Your list is going to be so white.
Why? I have anxiety.
This is not my first time at the rodeo with this woman. That list come up wild white. She be playing like the whitest songs ever.
This is Snow Allegra though. She's like the new Amy Winehouse. I don't know.
All right,
you have to hear her voice. Oh.
Hold on.
This makes it sing. Okay. Chris Brown, Heartbreak.
That's my shit. Shout out to this is a big, long album, but that's my totally listenable.
45 songs.
In the background, just let it rock.
45 songs? You ain't got to, like, pick a playlist?
My shit.
Okay.
What the?
Twista.
This gotta be the blackest record heard all year. It's a
boogie boogie boogie.
Yeah, it's a barbecue record. Go.
That's three. Twista, Pitbull, yeah.
You know, push your back out twerking today.
Ooh, Skepta. You know Skepta from the UK?
I'm familiar.
He's sick.
And our last one.
I want to hit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Our playlist is there.
Oh, boy. Ellie Goulding. We had one.
Thank you. Thank you.
A little fairy blonde chick.
I'm not mad.
But everybody does like this song.
I'm not mad. It wasn't that bad this time. Okay.
I've had like Enya and like, what's his name? Yanni pop up on there. Shut like some countries and Tim McGraw.
Oh, this is Hex Cooper.
Okay.
This is the kind of shit that I'm into. Let me,
It's so vibey. Okay.
It's just a bit easy to vibe.
I've been heavy into this shit. That's actually Robin Thicke sped up.
Oh, wow.
To know that I love you. How does it feel? Lost without you. How does it feel?
Wow.
To know that I...
Can't live without you. Go nuts. He get into his song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is another one. It's called...
You ain't on shuffle.
I'm just hitting the button. Fuck, that's Hex Cougar again.
Yeah, you can't be on shuffle.
Yeah, I gotta be in a...
But
oh, the album's up. That's the problem.
Just tell
us. The album's up. Oh, Royce the 5'9", featuring Nick
Wayne. That's your homie.
Yeah, that's my guy. So I can't say shit about it. Because he's nuts. Meek Mill, Wins and Losses.
Okay.
Future, POA. J. Cole, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
You're crazy, I brought J. Cole up today.
Yeah. Yeah, my list black as shit.
Well, my list had girls.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Mine
she definitely
did
showed the support. No ladies on your list.
Yeah, no.
We don't have to change that. Yeah, add some.
Crazy.
My shit's
add her song. Everybody add her
add
song.
Add my song. Not
I did. I added it on my way over here. I listened to it on the train because I forgot my headphones. So everybody around me was like, huh?
That's that obnoxious shit. I hate when people do that.
No, I had it low. I moved it away just to make sure it wasn't loud. Like, the two people near me were like, huh?
Where the hell is
wild obnoxious. I mean, what the fuck wrong with you? I don't want to hear this shit.
Yo,
and people who do that mostly have bad taste in music. That's
crazy.
That shit. So, okay. Well, please pass your socials out. Let people know
guys,
where to find you.
Make sure you follow me on Instagram. MSMOEMONEY.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see that ass.
Word.
Boom.
Hello.
She ain't shy with the cheeks.
Follow me on my Twitter.
Look like two Hershey's kisses floating under a sheet. It's right there for you.
Oh, God.
It's right there for you.
He's going to be on my Instagram all day.
Why not?
Make sure you follow
What's your
me
Twitter?
On Twitter, MISSMOEMONEY.
Okay.
Make sure you check our YouTube channel out, youtube.com/TheRealBBOZ, soundcloud.com/ItsBBOZ, facebook.com/BBOZ. Just Google me.
It's a damn shame you got to put The Real Beat like somebody else.
Oh, yeah. It. Our pages have been hacked and all types of
That's
shit.
That's disgusting.
You know what?
It's 2018. You need to get a life.
You
get your own fucking
hair. You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Yeah, I guess so. It worked. Make sure y'all follow me. Make sure y'all go get that song.
Look for the green.
We are absolutely an exception to that rule because nobody hates us, but we popping like shit. In the meantime, in between time, I'm your man, Mr. Mac.
And I'm Crystal Levesque.
This is the Eminem Show, aka the show. And from here on out, go get laid, go get your threesome, and may you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. Peace.